So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the approaches of Abaye and Rava in understanding the Mishnah's case of Eved Shenishba Upti'uhu. The Eved Kenani of one person was captured by Akum and then redeemed by another person. Abaye says that the Mishnah is a case of Lefnei Yirsh. The first owner did not relinquish ownership of the Eved, and the Machlekes Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is in the case of Lashum ben Chayrin. If the pigeon was with the intention that it becomes free, the Tanakama holds Lo Yishtabed. He's no longer an Eved, because Dilma Memani B'loi Parki. If he remains an Eved, people might refrain from redeeming a captured Eved, as the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim is only for a ben Chayrin, a free person. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. He still belongs to the first owner because he was not Miyayish, and people will not refrain from redeeming a captured Eved because Keshem Shemitzah Liftes is B'nei Chayrin, Kach Mitzah Liftes is Avadim. The mitzah to redeem a captured person includes an Eved as well. Rava says the mission refers to a case of La'achar Yish. The first owner did relinquish ownership of the Eved, and the Machlekes Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is in both cases. The Tanakama holds Im L'shum Eved Yishtabed L'Rabbi Sheni. If the pigeon was for Abdus, he belongs to the second owner, because the first owner was Meyayish. And Im L'shum ben Chayrin, Lo Yishtabed. If the pigeon was for Cheres, he's not an Eved, because the first owner was Meyayish, and the second owner set him free. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds in both cases, Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. Because Shelo Yehei Kol Echad Ve'Echad Hoylech U'Mapel Atzma L'Giyosis U'Mafki Atzma Miyad Rabbi. The Chacham initiated that he goes back to his original owner, so that slaves would not submit themselves to captivity in the hope of being redeemed and becoming free. The Gemara now continues and cites the statement of Rav Shimon bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Eved Shebarach Mibes HaSurim Yotze L'Cheres V'lo Oid El Shekoven Esrabe V'Kos V'Get Shecher. If a slave was captured and then escapes, he becomes free, and Bezdin compels his owner to write him a Get Shecher. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yechanan also holds the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in all the Mishnais, and in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. If a servant was captured and was redeemed by another person, he still belongs to his first owner. If so, why does the Eved Shebarach become free? The Gemara offers two answers. According to Abaya, Hailef Neyush v'Haila Achriyush. In the Mishnah's case, the first owner was not Miyayish. Therefore, he still belongs to the first owner. In Rabbi Yechanan's case, the first owner was Meyayish, therefore Yotze L'Cheres, because he no longer belongs to the first owner. And according to Rava, in the Mishnah's case, the Eved was Nifta, redeemed by others, and therefore Yishtabit, because of the concern for Shelo Yehei Hoylech U'Mapel Atzma L'Giyosis. He might submit himself to captivity, hoping to be redeemed and become free. While in Rabbi Yechanan's case, the Eved was Beireach, escaped, therefore Lo Yishtabit. And there's no concern for Shelo Yehei Hoylech U'Mapel Atzma L'Giyosis, because Hashta L'Ktola Moser Nafshei Apuli Apel Nafshei L'Giyosis. If he risked his life to escape from his captors, he certainly would not place himself into their hands. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Kol HaMashachar Avdoi Oyver Be'Aseh. A person may not free his Eved Kenani, and if he does, he has transgressed a mitzvah saseh of the Pasuk L'Oylem Behem Tavoidu. And he concurs with Rabbi Kiva that the Pasuk is interpreted as chayva, an obligation for a person to always keep his Eved Kenani for work. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, a person may free his servant because he holds that the Pasuk is merely a rishus, permission to have an Eved Kenani. The Gemara mentions two situations in which all agree that one is permitted to free an Eved, mishum mitzvah, as in Maisa B'Reb Eliezer, shenichnas b'beis ha'knesses b'lematza asara, v'shichur avdei v'shlim la'asara. Rabbi Eliezer freed his servant to complete the 10 people required for a minyan for Tefillah B'Tzibur. In this case, it was permitted because mitzvah shani, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, or mishum milsa de isura, as in Maisa b'isha achas shechetz yeshivcha b'chetz b'ascheirin, v'kofu is rabba v'asu b'ascheirin. A partially freed maidservant was acting immodestly, and Bezdin compelled the owner to completely free her. In this case, it was permitted because loyla evet chazir v'loyla ben chayrin chazir. In her current status, she couldn't marry anyone. She could not marry a Yisrael because she is a Chatzi Shifcha, and she could not marry an Eved because she was Chatzi Baschayin. Therefore, the only solution was to free her so that she could marry to a Yisrael and act appropriately. However, in another incident where a Shifcha, a complete maidservant, acted immodestly, Abaye ruled that she may not be freed because Efshe de Miyachid Lola Avde Umantrala, as a shivcha, she can marry her owner's eved, and she will then act appropriately. The Gemara continues with the following machlokes in the opinion of Rav. Rabba Amar Rav says, Hamakdish avdi yatz lecheres. If a person says that his servant shall become hektish, the servant becomes free, and he's not hektish. Because gufay like kaddish, he didn't mean for the eved himself to become hektish, because as Rashi explains, in a role, loy lemizbech v'loy lebedek habayis, an eved is not suitable for a carbon or for the other needs of the Beis HaMikdash. L'dmei loy kamar. Since he did not specify that he's makdish the monetary value of the eved, we interpret his words as delahava am kaddish kamar. He meant for the eved to become free as a member of Kol Yisrael, who are considered a holy nation. However, Rav Yosef Amrav says, Hamakdish avdoi lo yotz lecheres. The eved does not become free, rather he becomes hektish, because l'dmei kamar, he meant for the eved to become hektish for his value. Rashi explains that Rabba agrees in the case of makdish behema tmeya. Someone says that his tummy animal should become hektish, l'dmei kamar, he meant to be makdish the monetary value of the animal, because it certainly cannot be a carbon, and the concept of am kaddish does not apply either. Rabba himself, who said that hamakdish abdi does not become hektish, proceeds to cite several brises from which it seems that the eved does become hektish, which supports Rav Yosef and contradicts his own understanding of Rav's opinion. Some of them can be answered, while regarding others we must say Rav Tanahu Upalik, Rav has the stature of a Tana, and that he has the authority to disagree with a brisa. However, all agree that a mafker av, the yatz lecheres, if someone declares his eved kenani ownerless, he certainly becomes free. Rav Chiya bar Av and Amar Rav agrees with Rabba and says, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, yatz lecheres b'tzorach ke'et shechur. Regarding both makdish and mafker, the eved becomes free, but he does require a get shechur from his owner. The requirement of a get shechur in this case is actually a machlokes mentioned in this daf and earlier, and discussed more extensively in the next daf, Daf Lamates. Rav Rabbi Yechon hold Hamafker Avda Yotz Lecheres B'Tzorach Get Shechur. However, Shmuel holds Ein Tzorach Get Shechur.